Hello and welcome to Craft. I'm Doug Dangler. This is a brand new show on WCBE that will be exploring creativity in many forms, writing, performing, songwriting. Today is part one of an interview with local author and businessperson Maureen Metcalf.
I'm Grace Hardwick. With us today, we have Maureen Metcalf discussing her newest book titled Innovative Leader's Guide to Transforming Organizations. Hi, Maureen. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You're CEO and founder of Metcalf & Associates, which is a leadership development and managing consulting firm. What led you to that kind of career path?
I spent my first 5 years in finance and changed jobs five times and went to a career counselor and discovered I was doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So they recommended teaching, consulting, or broadcast news, and told me I'd probably never make it above the poverty line doing broadcast news, so I should probably do something else. And consulting was the path of least resistance at that point, and also turned out to be a really good fit.
Awesome. So the guide is a companion to the Innovative Leadership Fieldbook, and which that was winner of Best Business Reference Book in the 2012 International Book Awards. So what can readers expect from this guide?
It's a combination of the first half of the book really talks a little bit about defining what leadership of the future looks like. So So we think about what projects have you worked on as either a leader or someone working for an organization, and think about how excited you were and in which cases did the leaders you worked with really promote the success of something innovative, and which leaders really, their contribution impeded the success of innovation. And so what we've looked at through leveraging a lot of the best research is what kind of leadership is required going forward in our incredibly complex time.
Right.
To promote innovative change and sustained thrivability. The second half of the book then goes through a process for how people can actually implement that kind of change.
Mm-hmm.
So the intent is some theory and then giving very practical tools to help people make the changes they're trying to. And we offer a case study also that's a composite of several clients over about the last 10 years.
Great. So what is meant by innovative leadership? Simple terms.
It's hard to simplify something that's, you know, 10 years of research.
Yeah.
It's really looking at level of complexity of thinking, emotional intelligence, and how do I behave? So in these times of, again, significant change, how do leaders behave in a way that encompasses the high level of complexity with which they have to deal? And how do they change their behavior in a way that promotes confidence, demonstrates authenticity, and yet also instills comfort in following? And where that becomes challenging is something really tough happens. How am I both confident in what I do in a facing toward other people, and yet I may be terrified inside of what's going on?
Definitely.
So that balance of how am I authentic? Well, I don't want to authentically show that I'm terrified. I need to demonstrate a level of confidence that we will figure this out and yet not be false. So it's balancing a lot of paradoxes, basically.
Right. So what is one thing that you want readers to take away?
Lots of people have been exceptional in leadership thus far. What they have done has gotten them to a level of success and their organizations to a level of success, and yet that's insufficient to take them forward.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that is so challenging for me is working with, challenging emotionally, is working with leaders who have dedicated their lives to their companies, and now they're underperforming because they haven't taken the time to tend to their own leadership development at the same rate as they've tended to promoting the organization. So folks that are hired in almost as rock stars over 6 or 7 years are now problem leaders.
Yeah.
And I want to say almost through no fault of their own, they were heads down working on the business, and yet that is insufficient going forward because they need to...
They're kind of stuck and you need to evolve kind of, so...
That was part one of our interview with local businessperson and author Maureen Metcalf. Tune in next week for part two. And if you'd like to learn more about the show and contact information to recommend someone that should be on the show, please go to www.craftheshow.com. Until next time, this is Doug Dangler. Be creative.